As I said earlier, it's great to have our uniformed organisations with us. Lovely to have the 7th Morton Beavers, Cubs and Scouts here, and Jane, who's one of their leaders, as well as being part of Christchurch, is going to come and read now from the Bible for us.
Today's reading is taken from Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 3. For by the grace of given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function. So in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. This is the word of the Lord.
I wonder, what do you want to be when you grow up? Who knows what they want to be when they grow up? Yes, Millie.
I want to open my own restaurant.
You want to open a restaurant? That sounds good. Sonny, what do you want to be when you grow up?
The president.
The president. Well, could be better than some of the options around at the moment. Oh, what would you like to be when you grow up?
A high school teacher.
A high school teacher.
Firefighter?
A sea lion keeper. Well, I'm impressed. Christopher, what do you want to be when you grow up? You want to be Batman when you grow up. Excellent call. Anybody else? Yes? Ray, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A professional footballer.
A professional footballer. It had to happen. I can remember when I was at primary school, I went through a whole list of different ambitions. It changed almost on a termly basis, though I have to admit that vicar never ever made it onto that list. I guess that wondering what career you'll have is part of growing up. So wouldn't it be strange if you never had the chance to wonder that? Because right from the start, you knew. But of course, that was really the case for Princess Elizabeth. From her youngest days, she never had to wonder whether she would be a sports star, a pop star, an actor, or an astronaut, which in a survey a couple of years ago were the top ambitions for 5 to 11 years olds, which means there's going to be a lot of very disappointed children or young adults in a few years' time. But the young Elizabeth knew that even if the details weren't worked out, her life would be spent as Queen of England, with all that involves. Okay, so that's what you guys who are sort of thinking about the future want to be. What about those who of us who are a bit older? Be honest now. Who's looking forward to retiring? Oh dear Emma, I'm afraid you may have a year or two to wait, but yeah, so I guess it's a kind of thing that people do. Some or here already are retired. Others of us have definite ambitions in that direction. But just think, Queen Elizabeth is now 90 and still carrying out her duties as Queen. It's been reckoned that throughout her reign, she's worked more than 50 hours a week for most of her adult life. She still, at 90, works 40 hours a week. So as we celebrate this 90th birthday, we really are celebrating a whole life spent serving the public, those official duties, and a life always in the public eye. Of course, it's a life very different to ours in many ways, not just in having it all mapped out from childhood, but in so many other ways. And it might seem that as we celebrate Queen Elizabeth's 90th birthday, it's all just too remote from our own experience. But I don't think that should be the case. And that reading from the Bible helps to explain why. Because Jane read for us, "By the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you." And it really struck me, it was something that I was reading, and it really struck me, that actually Queen Elizabeth doesn't have to do all the things she does. She doesn't have to spend time visiting care homes or youth development centres and so on. It's all too easy to talk of a monarch serving their people, but in many cases that hasn't been true. But in her case, it really is true. She comes across as someone who doesn't think of herself more highly than she ought. And that's something that all of us can, all of us should do. Our opportunities will be different to hers, but opportunities are still there. And the key thing is making sure that we take them. It's the sort of thing which Paul went on to highlight. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. In other words, whatever you've been given to do, take it seriously. Because we all have ways in which we can serve one another. So throw yourself into doing that. Of course, for that to have any chance of happening, there's one thing that's absolutely necessary. Love must be sincere. Queen Elizabeth would never have kept on faithfully serving this country for so long if she didn't have genuine love. And you will never really make a difference if you don't genuinely care about people. But having said all of that, I think there's one other thing that is an absolute necessity. What did we just see? By the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you. And you see, it is really only a living faith in God which can give a meaningful context to living a life of service. And it's that faith which Queen Elizabeth has. 6 months before her coronation, she asked the people of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth to pray that God may give me wisdom and strength to carry out the solemn promises I shall be making, and that I may faithfully serve him and you all the days of my life. And that wasn't just a kind of nice sentiment, something sort of good to say. It goes to the heart of what drives the Queen. As the booklet, The Servant Queen puts it, "The Queen is a woman who has looked in two directions for almost her entire life, upwards to God and outwards to her people." And it's her relationship with God, her clear faith in him, which inspires her life as Queen. In 2002, in answer to a question, the Queen said, "I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give my best in all that each day brings, and to put my trust in God. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel." And the Queen has so often spoken about how important her faith is to her. In her Christmas broadcasts, she's referred to her faith on several occasions And in her broadcast at the start of the new millennium, she said, Christmas is the traditional, if not actual, birthday of a man who was destined to change the course of our history. And today we are celebrating the fact that Jesus Christ was born 2,000 years ago. This is the true millennial anniversary. The simple fact of Jesus' life gives us little clue as to the influence he was to have on the world. As a boy, he learned his father's trade as a carpenter. He then became a preacher, recruiting 12 supporters to help him. But his ministry only lasted a few years, and he himself never wrote anything down. In his early 30s, he was arrested, tortured, and crucified with two criminals. His death might have been the end of the story. But then came the resurrection, and with it, the foundation of the Christian faith. So why does that faith make such a difference, not just to Queen Elizabeth, but to millions of others? I think it's because when you understand how much God loves you, it's that that will drive you to love others. When you know how much Jesus has done for you, coming to earth to live a very humble human life and to die a terrible death just for you, then it will drive you to want to serve others. When you realize that despite the fact that God is all-powerful and doesn't need us to do anything, he gives us the privilege of serving him. And as we do that, by his Spirit, he enables us to do it. Then it will drive you to live for him. And Queen Elizabeth knows that for herself. And I think that means that today we have something great to celebrate, her 90 years, but also her life gives us a challenge. You see, it is Queen Elizabeth's faith in Jesus which drives her life. So is that a faith that you share with her? Because without it, you will never be all that you could be. You will never make the difference you could make. All you need to do is to ask Jesus into your life. But if you have done that, if you do have that faith, is it really making a difference? Do you spend time remembering how much God loves you so that his love can inspire you to love others? Do you spend time remembering all that God has done for you so that you will respond by wanting to serve others? Do you know that God has called you and equipped you to serve? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to work in and through you? What do you want to be when you grow up? I think the odds are pretty high that none of us here will ever become king or queen. And despite the fact that this is going to pain Ray considerably, it's unlikely that any of us here are going to be a football star. A sports star of any kind, probably not even a pop star, an actor, unlikely an astronaut. But all of us, no matter how young or old, can actually follow the example of Queen Elizabeth. Give our lives to the Lord God, so that he can take us and use us and work through us. And actually, there could be no better ambition than that. Let me pray. God our Father, we thank you once again for the great inspiration that Queen Elizabeth is to us. We thank you for the faith that she has in you and the way that that faith inspires and energizes her life. And we pray that you will grant each of us that same faith to put our trust in the Lord Jesus, to ask him into our lives so that through us you might enable us to serve one another, to serve this community, and to live out the life that you've given us to the full. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.